Mind Your Farm Business on realagriculture.com is brought to you by RBC Royal Bank.
Sean Haney here from realagriculture.com for another episode of the Mind Your Farm Business podcast, which is brought to you by RBC. Special thanks to RBC for sponsoring these podcasts. This is episode 14, where we're going to focus on the business scorecard. Now, when you think of scorecard, you probably think of scoreboard. And when you think of scoreboard, you probably think of sports. And you think of a number. You think of winning versus losing. But today's scorecard discussion is a little bit different. We're going to focus on really the idea and the concept of self-evaluation and continuous improvement. Sometimes in business, you just need to take a step back. Sometimes in business, you need to take a step back. Sort of self-reflect. Look at what are we good at, what are we kind of poor at, and what are the things that we can do through an action plan to get better to make our farm business more successful in the long run. This week's guest is Rob Hannum. He is with the Synthesis Agri-Food Network. Synthesis focuses on strategic planning and consulting, education and training programs, and marketing and communication tactics and strategies. So let's take a closer look at the business scorecard that Rob developed to help you self-evaluate, create an action plan, and make a huge difference in your farm business. So we start off by asking Rob, what is the business scorecard?
So the business scorecard is a tool, it's an online survey that farmers can use, and there's a version for food companies as well, just to get an outside view and get to think about some questions as far as their management for their operation. So it's not a scorecard in terms of a number or keeping score like you would in a game, and it's not a scorecard in terms of your financial results or profitability, but it goes through and asks you questions in 10 different management areas and gets you to give yourself your own business a rating. So it's a self-assessment of your farm in 10 different business management areas.
And so let's run through what are some of those business areas.
Okay, so the 10 key business management areas. The first one is strategy and leadership. So in that segment, there's three or four survey questions. It's pretty simple. And with each question, there's four options. So you pick A, B, C, or D, which best reflects my farm. So for strategic planning, you know, one of the options is I don't have a strategic plan.
That's okay.
And the other option is I've got a strategic plan. It's in my head. And then another option is I've got a strategic plan that's written down. And another option is it's written down and everybody knows about it in my operation. So which of those best describes you? So
we can laugh about, I'm laughing about where I would be on that one, but yeah.
And it's really just to get you to think about what's the right thing for your operation. If you've got one or two people involved, maybe having your strategic plan in your head is fine for you. I recommend writing it down. It's a pretty healthy exercise. When you get it out on paper, it helps you organize your thoughts better. But just rate where you are. And then you get to decide at the end of this scorecard whether that's a relevant item or not. So for each of the 10 areas you go through and you rank, how important is that? So strategic planning might be very important to you or might not be. You give it a priority rating, high, medium, low. The next area is customers and markets. So we'll ask you several questions about the markets or customers. So depending on your operation, you provide the answers. You might be in livestock, you might be in supply managed, you might be a grain operation. Go through those questions, talk about your customers. Production. Farmers typically are excellent at production. We call ourselves producers for a reason, right? So we'll ask a few questions about production, but about suppliers, finance, information systems. So that's a key one. And everyone's talking about big data and managing your operation and the numbers. So we just really want to know, how are you able to use financial information or production information and link it back to management decisions? So how readily available are my financial results? And you just answer the question A, B, C, or D, which example best illustrates your business? People, so human resources. And if you don't have staff or employees, you can skip that section. For each one of the questions on the scorecard, there's a not applicable option. Mm. So if it's not applicable to you because you don't have employees, we're not going to ask you five questions about HR.
Although you could say you could vote on how well you treat yourself, maybe.
There you go. You could. Risks. Responsibilities like environmental stewardship or nutrient management, and then succession planning. And again, for succession planning, for some operators, it's, you know, really important. For some, it's important but not urgent, because that's 10 years or 15 years away. So the assessment covers 10 business management areas. It'll take about 20 or 30 minutes to complete online. And you can go on to their website. The website is takeanewapproach.ca. You can just log in and complete the whole survey at once. If you want, you can create a login and password so you can do the first part. And if you get interrupted or have to leave, you can log back in later. None of your information is kept or used in any other way. It's just a login and password that you would create so you can do the survey in chunks as opposed to all at once. At the end of the survey, you get a report back, and it just generates a report. You can view it online, or you can have it emailed to yourself, that gives you some feedback on each of those 10 management areas and gives you your score in each of those, on each question.
Yeah, so I fill it all out. At the end, I get a score. And so then we hit the so what part. So what happens next?
So what happens next is you develop an action plan for yourself. You need to decide, how important is that item to me? Our goal with the business scorecard is to jog your memory and get you thinking about it maybe in a different way than you have. But it's up to each business owner's decision as to whether that's important and I'm going to do something or not. But the way the report works is it gives you a place to fill in some actions. So hopefully we've got you to think about your operation a little bit of a different way. Maybe there's two or three questions that really stuck out to you that you're like, geez, I had a low answer on that. I never really considered it. I need to investigate it, or I need to get on the succession plan or risk management. Wow, I should, when I think about it, it's a self-assessment. I gave myself a low score on risk. Maybe I should be looking at that this winter and thinking about grain marketing contracts or different ways of looking at insurance. So just a way to jog your memory. What I find working with, well, for my own business and working with farmers across Canada, is you don't know what you don't know. And there could be, I've been doing this for 10 years or 5 years or 15 years. I've got a certain way of things we do. Hopefully this scorecard asks a few questions that get you thinking about maybe I should do it differently in the future. And then you go on and investigate that and figure out what's right for you.
Now, I'm sure it'd be funny to see, to show other people that are in your farm business what the results are, because maybe your spouse, or maybe your kids that are in the business, or maybe even some employees may have a different perspective on how you would score yourself in each of these areas. Do you recommend that other people in the business also participate in the survey?
Well, it's a good idea. And each individual person, you could have, there's two brothers or family members involved in the operation, you can go in separately and give, and then you can compare your scores later on. Maybe you gave yourself a 1 on every question, they gave themselves a 3 on every question. Comparing those differences is gold.
Well, I can just look at the succession planning one, right? So mom and dad think succession planning is all figured out, it's all fine. They talk to the kids. Kids maybe think there's a few gaps that need still to be figured out.
Right, right. It could put some urgency on that kind of an item. Succession planning is a pretty obvious one where, if it's relevant to you and your operation, there's likely a need for communication between the two generations. It doesn't always happen. It's not specifically a succession planning tool, but it raises questions about succession planning, and you've got to answer, what best describes my operation? And it lets you think about, well, should I have been doing something different?
Yeah, so complete the scorecard, see the results, create an action plan, and then how often do you go back to it and maybe reevaluate yourself or look at the action plan you'd put together and say, okay, we're actually making some changes or we're not, and we need to re-sort of think how we're doing it?
Going back on a yearly basis would be awesome. The scorecard is available. It's free of charge. None of your data is kept. So you can email yourself the report or print it off, and you can go back and look at it, and just all the answers would be there. But you can log in again and do it a second time, and just to see how your report came out, create a new action plan for the items you haven't dealt with.
Mm-hmm. So is there an area there that typically, in your experience, farmers really don't necessarily rate themselves very well of those 10?
Well, strategy and leadership, like writing a business plan or taking the business plan I've got in my head and writing it down, is a continual thing that I come across. And again, I've said it already in this podcast, I recommend writing it down. It really helps you organize your thinking. It helps you share the information with others, because you might have a plan. It's in your head. You think about it every day, every morning when you get up, as you're going about your operations and running the business, and you kind of forget whether you've told people or not. And sometimes you don't want to tell people because I might change my mind. So, you know, that's an area for sure. When you answer the strategic planning questions, we're kind of leading you to say, maybe I should write it down and I should be communicating with others, whether it's my business partners, my spouse, my kids. Your banker. At some point, you do want to be sharing your strategy and making sure your banker has a good sense of your operation and knows where you're headed.
Yeah, this is kind of a broad brush question, but which one of the 10 do farmers typically score themselves well?
Finances scores fairly well because people like to take control of the money in their operation. And I would say generally farmers are a pretty financially savvy group. So I would say on the finance section, production, obviously, that's likely the strongest section overall. You know, people are very good managers these days. And so they've got a production plan. They're watching their cost of production per unit, cost per acre to grow a crop. They're looking at market prices and trying to price above average in the market. So production and finance would be the areas that score the highest. Typically, strategy and leadership, people, if you've got employees, that's often an area for improvement. And then succession planning are the three areas that typically I see need improvement.
So there's going to be some listeners here. They're going to be like, you know what? This is all great. Sounds awesome. My farm's different. I'm really busy. How long does it take to do this survey?
It's 30 minutes. So you've got all winter. Can you give me 30 minutes to do this online survey? You can pour yourself a cup of coffee. Go on the website, takeanewapproach.ca. Look for the business scorecard button. You can log in or not, and just 30 minutes, 20, 30 minutes.
People have auto steer now. Come on, they can do it while they're planting or seeding.
Well, I want you to be focused. I don't want you to be out in the tractor on the field this spring. Pour yourself a coffee, sit down at the kitchen table, get out the tablet or get out your notebook computer. Just take 20 or 30 minutes and go through the business scorecard.
In your opinion, does this fit for farms of all size or farms of all types? Because there's a lot of diversity across Canada.
Yeah, for sure. I think the questions are structured so it applies to everyone. And again, if you don't have livestock, just click not applicable on the nutrient management question. If you don't have employees, click not applicable on the people section. And the website, again, it's takeanewapproach.ca. It's put on by the Agri-Food Management Institute based in Guelph, Ontario. It's for farmers and for food companies. I encourage you to take the business scorecard.
Many times in business, the first thing that we do when we try to think about improving is we look to the outside. We look to somebody else to help us make some decisions for us. When really the very first step should be that art of self-reflection and self-evaluation, so that you actually figure out for yourself where do you feel are the areas that you need to improve in your farm business. As the great Winston Churchill said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. And why I love that quote so much is it really speaks to the concept of continuously improving. There are no magic bullets. There is no kryptonite to get rid of your problems. It really relies on you to make sure that you're making those incremental changes to make your farm business better. And you really don't know where to start until you do things like Rob Hannum's business scorecard. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Mind Your Farm Business. This has been episode 14. A special thanks to Rob Hannum from the Synthesis Agri-Food Network for joining us, as well as to our sponsor, RBC. Talk to you next time.